fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 5th day of October, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Your proper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to maintain your situational awareness. If you're not knowledgeable of what that means, you need to educate yourself about what situational awareness is, and that would be a good thing for all of us. Quick heads up, yesterday we had 3 Green Berets shot to death and 2 wounded in the African country of Niger. They were attacked by Muslims while they were on a training operation. We'll be praying for the families of the deceased and for the recovery of the wounded. We have patient Wayne Agreen with my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website RuralSurvival.info. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
Wonderful. I'm on the West Coast visiting my daughter, and life is grand. Of course, the big news continues to be the worst mass shooting in the history of the country, and it took place late Sunday evening. Lots of rumors, some fact, some fiction. I know since you do my archives, you probably heard me only 7 hours after the event, Monday morning,
yes,
saying that by the end of the day, Monday, there would be YouTube videos claiming nobody died, it was only red paint. You heard me say that, right?
Yes, I did.
And then yesterday
there's a dozen of them out there now probably saying that.
Yes, and yesterday we had a caller claiming that no one died there alive on the air. Unfortunately, he's been a regular caller, but I basically called him out as being delusional. Then he sends me an email later that morning claiming he did not say that, but you heard him say that when you did the archives, didn't you?
Yes.
Amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, while I like to focus on evidence, demonstrable, real hard evidence, as opposed to fantasy and rumor and speculation. And there's plenty of each, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there is. You know, it's like when it was actually going on, as I was sending you or compiling that email that I sent to you and Jimmy, you know, a blow by blow of what was going on. You know, I said right at the top of the email, you know, the press never, and the police even, never get it right when these things first happen. You know, and from what I've seen, John, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's the nature of live witnesses to see and hear things differently, although they're seeing and hearing the same thing. What they see and
correct.
Hear is different one to the next. You know, all you need to do is investigate an automobile accident where there's five witnesses, and you'll have five different versions. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing that I have followed up on personally, just out of curiosity, I mean, it's no skin off my nose either way, but is the multiple shooter thing. And, John, as I told you at the time, to me, it sounded like there were multiple shooters. Same video, you know, but you could hear shots clearly coming from a different caliber weapon. And, you know, for as much as you can hear from a cell phone video from a different direction, but clearly from a different weapon. My curiosity is, was this guy taking and holding one gun in each arm and firing? Or, you know, was there a second shooter? There's a big argument for a second shooter. But I was wondering what you thought.
Well, I haven't analyzed those videos, audio tapes, so I can't comment on what you heard. But the sheriff there in Clark County is now publicly stating he believes there was somebody helping this guy.
Yeah, I read that.
Now, the photocopy of the room service bill, I don't think that proves anything one way or the other. The fact that he ordering two Pepsi Colas is not evidence of two people being there. It's evidence he liked Pepsi Cola and nothing else.
Exactly. I agree with you on that one 100%.
Now, there's been some photos released. I don't know who took them or how they got released, but one shows the shooter laying dead on the floor, and then
right.
a small section of the floor of the room, and I emphasize a small section, maybe 6 to 8 feet wide, with maybe 50 shell casings. And Mike Adams and others are asking, where's all the shell casings? There should be anywhere from 600 to 1,000 shell casings of brass. But
well, you got to have to be wading through them if you shot them all from that room, John. You and I both know that. There'd be brass 2 inches deep.
Well, exactly. But my response is the photograph doesn't show the entire floor. It only shows part of the floor. Now, these types of firearms, they eject from the right side, and they can eject straight to the right, over the shoulder to the right, or forwards and to the right, depending on the firearm.
That's correct.
So we got limited access in making statements and giving opinions based on partial evidence is not wise. So I understand and appreciate what Mike Adams is speculating, but I want to see a photograph of the entire floor of that room.
The adjoining room. Now, what's yes. come out today, John, is there was, in fact, two rooms, you know, with one of those doors like they have in motels where you can go in between the rooms.
Exactly. Well, that would be called, it was either two rooms with a connecting door or a suite, one or the other. My first thought when I saw those windows broken out is, whoa, that's really one big hotel room, or it's a two-room suite, because I'm measuring, those windows are about 4 feet across, and you count them and you think, you know, I've been in a lot of hotel rooms, and I've never
right.
seen one hotel room that big, ever, unless it was a two-room suite.
Right. Well, apparently now the news I'm getting, I don't know how, I don't, you know, quantify the veracity of any news story I see, but the current story seems to be that one of those rooms was rented in his name and one of them in his girlfriend / wife / roommate's name. And that's the latest I've read. But, you know, who's to say that's true? Because it's on the internet doesn't make it true. So.
Right. Well, that would be good cover to give a plausible reason for having two rooms would be to rent them under two different names. That
right.
would be, And he was in there beginning, apparently, September 25th, which is a number of days. Now,
yeah.
Something, one of my listeners mentioned that housekeeping in Las Vegas, housekeeping staff, routinely do a cursory search for firearms in these rooms as part of their employment. My response to that is, every hotel I've ever been in, if you put a do not disturb sign on the door handle, they don't even come in the door, do they?
Right, that is correct.
So there are a lot of details here. I haven't read much about what the unarmed security hotel security guard did. Apparently, he attempted to engage the shooter and was shot to death by the shooter. Is that
okay? Now the story I'm getting, John, is that the shooter had a Wi-Fi camera hooked to the cart that they deliver meals on. I know there's a special name for that cart, but I don't know what it is. Hooked to the bottom side of that, and he could actually see the security guard coming up in the hallway outside the room. He shot through the door, hitting the security guard once in the leg. And that statement came from the union that security guard is part of. I forgot the name of the union.
So security guard survived that injury, do you know?
Correct, yes, and they're touting him as a great hero.
Well, if his actions led to the police getting to the right place more quickly, I guess that would be heroic. It's unfortunate he was unarmed, because if he had been armed and trained, he might have been able to engage the shooter and stop that whole thing.
What they said was that the security guards there at that Mandalay Bay place, there's only 13 to 17 armed guards per shift out of the 300, or it was either 200 or 300 security personnel that worked there.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that
comes from the statement from the union.
Well, that would be approximately 80 to 100 per shift, assuming they're working normal 8-hour shifts.
Right.
Well, I'm a bit familiar with that business. Your liability insurance for each armed guard is dramatically higher than your unarmed guards. And, of course, there's the extra expense of training, assuming training is necessary, which it probably is, for them to go through. So it's a balance that these companies attempt to strike as to how many armed guards as opposed to how many unarmed, the costs involved, the threats that they believe they're going to be meeting, and so forth. And that's true all over the United States. Something that's very expensive in terms of liability insurance is having an attack-trained dog. That's off the charts crazy in terms of liability insurance. See, that's why you rarely see attack-trained dogs in the private sector, because of the insurance costs are so off the charts crazy. Insurance companies and their executives are scared to death of insuring a dog. We got, looks like Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Tim. Boy, you sound good,
Jimmy.
For you, John. We were discussing the second shooter stuff and everything, fourth floor. Chris, a friend of mine that does a lot of shows, not entertainment shows, but meetings and everything in Vegas, I got an email I'll forward to y'all here later this morning. But evidently, a large number of those hotels, and this evidently is one of them, the windows from the fourth floor down open, or can be open, and some of them will open. The fifth floor up, none of them open, because, according to him, they don't want somebody to lose everything at the slots and then try to do a flying Malinga. So what he's telling me is that numerous hotels there, the fourth floor down, the windows can be opened.
Well, that defies logic, because falling from a 10-foot stepladder can break your neck and kill you. So That defies
logic. A spoon of water can drown me. I'm that clumsy.
Right.
But anyway, I just thought I'd pass on to you what he had told me.
Okay. Well
Jimmy, I read exactly the same thing, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if maybe there's true, something but I'm to just it. Saying I read it.
Thank you, John. Thank you,
okay,
Tim.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Bye.
Well, most of us have seen the photographs of the what appear to be muzzle flashes from my lower floor. And obviously, clearly, the police have seen those images and have reviewed them and come to whatever conclusion they've come to. But,
John, while it was happening, the police scanner there had police officers saying that there was a shooter on what they thought was the fourth floor as it was going on. Now, that doesn't mean anything. It just means that's what they thought.
Right, right. Well, like I say, I'm sure the police have analyzed that belief and those photographs, triangulated with a screen captures where those muzzle flashes were coming from with great precision.
Oh, yeah.
And that window and the room behind it has been gone through quite thoroughly, I'm sure, in terms of who it was rented to, if it was rented, if it wasn't rented, who had access to it. I don't know if there's a record. I know there's these door locks are electronic, and I don't know if there's a record kept in some central computer about who accesses these doors and when.
Oh,
or
yes,
not.
There is, John.
Okay, then that would be recovered as well, as to
right.
who would access these doors. There's the employees have pass keys in the form of these electronic cards that would allow them
yes.
access to any room in a hotel. So I don't want to dwell on that too much because there's a lot of unanswered questions there that remain to be answered.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of these questions, John, that'll never be answered.
We'll
never know the answer to.
Or maybe well into the future. We now have members of Congress bugging the president to reopen the files on the Kennedy assassination, which took place, 54 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I was in diapers.
55 years ago. No, 54 years ago. Well, I was 16 years old, so I remember it like it was yesterday. I was old enough to drive an automobile, a young adult. And it's frozen in my brain, the exact moment the public address system at Herculaneum High School announced the president had been shot. And for anybody who was old enough to remember, that will be burned in their memory, similar to the morning of 9/11/01, or when the space shuttle blew up, or any similar experience of that nature, such as
right.
the attack on Pearl Harbor. This Mr. Paddock was quite a character in some respects, wasn't he?
Apparently so. He seems to be a self-made man. He seemed to, from what I've read, what little bit on background I've read, it said he really liked the perks that came with doing business. Of course, you know, it's understandable. This motel room he was in is what they called comped, C-O-M-P-E-D, because he spent so much money at that casino. I don't know if that means it was free or it was discounted.
It could be either. I'm not that familiar with those programs, but I believe it could be either. They have these various incentive programs to keep people coming back. And that's kind of a side note. He was independently wealthy. The man owned a $400,000 home, two airplanes, and had been quite successful in real estate investments.
A multimillionaire.
Right. Well, going from being a letter carrier to being a multimillionaire on his own is commendable. Something we need to talk about at least briefly is he had prescription psychotropic drugs that he had been prescribed by his physician. I think that's critical. I believe it's
antidepression
critical.
Drugs.
The antidepression.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's the one common denominator between most of these mass murders. Is antidepressant pharmaceutical products, isn't it?
You're right. It is. What they call SS, I think it's SSRI.
That's it. SSRI.
Inhibitors.
Right.
But yeah, almost every major shooting you hear about, even the guy in the theater there in Colorado, was on those drugs.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a definite link.
Do I hear a break? There it is.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th of October, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info, and radio talk show host with a show on Republic Broadcasting every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon Central Time. Tim, I need to ask you, do you have any flash drives in stock ready for shipment?
Yes, tell sir, us what I do. I've got eight of them ready to go right now. If anybody wants to order one or just see what they're all about, go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a picture of a red flash drive on the top right of every page. All one has to do is click on that picture, and it will take them to the page that tells them everything they need to know about the flash drive, as well as a full 53-page index in PDF format where they can see every single document that is on that flash drive, and it has been recently updated. So it's an accurate list.
But good,
like
good.
I said, over 1,500 documents.
You need to check that out at ruralsurvival.info. Tim, my friend, former Congressman Todd Akin, told me that when he was in the Missouri House, that anytime there was a committee hearing regarding anything involving technology, the committee members were always Republicans. Now, with that in mind, we're hearing, most of the United States is hearing for the first time about something called bump stocks, which, of course, in the gun culture have been known for quite a few years. And also within the gun culture, it's been common knowledge for at least 20 or more years that you can duplicate what a bump stock does with a shoestring. That's all it takes.
Yes.
Is a shoestring.
Yes.
And in fact, the ATF issued a ruling that a particular shoestring used in this manner was, quote unquote, a machine gun, that the shoestring itself was a machine gun, making themselves to look like complete idiots. But they did, in fact, yes, issue that ruling. So
I remember that.
We now have liberals that want to ban bump stocks, not knowing, because they're totally ignorant of the gun culture and firearms technology, not knowing that a common shoestring from the shoe of a 8-year-old boy or 8-year-old girl can be used to accomplish the same goal of having that firearm discharge so fast it appears to be a machine gun. Our caller on hold here is Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. You know what's going to happen pretty soon is all the kids will be wearing slip-on shoes. They're going to ban tie-up shoes. That's going to be next on the list.
Yep.
I just wanted to make one comment. My wife is kind of a news hound. She won't leave it alone. She just has to listen to every station to see what everybody's saying. And I would say that everybody's saying about the same thing, except one thing that's making me incredibly uncomfortable is what these officials, if you listen closely, there are numerous conflicting reports, not amongst the crazy internet people, but amongst these officials, sheriffs and all this. I'm getting this creepy 9/11 Warren Commission feeling. And I'm not going to suggest any kind of a conspiracy regarding any of that stuff, but I am going to say one thing, and I don't think it's a conspiracy, and that is no matter what the truth is, and I believe they already know what it is, or at least enough to give you 90% of it, you're never, ever going to hear the truth because, as Rahm Emanuel put it, you should never let a good tragedy go to waste, and this is a valuable commodity, and you're just not going to get any of it. They're going to use this. That's what
they already are. Well, Hillary Clinton began the anti-gun rhetoric in less than 12 hours after the smoke cleared. So that began almost immediately.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if this guy turns out to be linked to Antifa or this woman was radicalized in the Mideast, I mean, this is just not going to go the way they want.
No, it won't. And hopefully, you know, we'll find out the truth behind what this man's beliefs and motives were relatively soon.
Well, yeah, I have no confidence in it, but it would be fascinating.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Rick, thank you for the call. Hillary Clinton also mentioned that the carnage would be worse if there was a silencer-equipped automatic weapon, which can't happen. You can't attach.
No, or meltdown.
Exactly. The heat buildup would be so fast that after 20 or 50 rounds, the silencer would have been compromised and not usable.
Absolutely
true. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th of October. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week, and it's life goes on. We have this tragedy in Las Vegas, but life goes on, and the living move forward. We mourn the dead and celebrate the living. With that in mind, we talked for 24 minutes about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner, which there's several hundred people that would do much better after last Sunday night if they had access to an energy cleaner, I'm sure. Maybe some of them will have access to an energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Now, my regular listeners, new listeners, this will be new information, but my regular listeners know that we're well into the second year of a promotion that Tom Berryhill is sponsoring. Every 2 weeks, we draw a postcard that's been submitted by one of our listeners, and if your postcard is drawn, you get a $70 discount off the retail price of the energy cleaner, plus a 10% discount off any of my mattress pads. Now, we've fallen behind here. We had a drawing 2 weeks ago today. The woman whose postcard I drew, she has not responded to either telephone calls or email. As I mentioned recently to Tom, maybe she's taking a vacation in the Antarctic, so we'll kind of set her postcard off to the side. I'm on a trip. I don't have the postcards with me. So here we're going to change things a bit today and do something we have done maybe once before. We're going to make up for last week and engage this week as well. So here's the deal. Listen carefully. The first two callers to Republic Broadcasting who want a $70 discount off an energy cleaner, they will get the $70 discount. When you call in, give my engineer your name, your telephone number, and your email address. Do it twice, slowly, so he should be sure to get it down accurately. And those two persons will each get a $70 discount and the ability to buy a mattress pad 10% off. So that begins right now at 800-313-9443. You're not going to be live on the air. You're just going to be talking to my engineer, Dan, there at in Austin, Texas. Well, this episode, Tim, reminds me of what Steve Whitman went through this episode in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Sunday night. Steve Whitman was shot three times with a heavy caliber pistol, 45 caliber ACP. ICP stands for automatic Colt pistol, by the way. Two of those shots to the torso, one to the hand. Either one of those torso shots could have killed him, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, John, I'm surprised it didn't kill him. You know, for all rights and purposes, it should have killed him.
Well, he's a
very, very strong man.
He's a strong man physically, mentally, and spiritually, which I believe all those things combined have him not die. He'd had some first aid training, so he knew how to treat himself for shock. He had the three bear hunters show up, which was, quite frankly, a small miracle in and of itself. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, you can read his testimony at my website under testimonials, by the way, for the energy cleaner. Point being that the energy cleaner, he gives full credit to the energy cleaner for giving him the agility and strength to leap off that backhoe before a fourth and final kill shot could have been fired, and then for his rapid, unprecedented healing and recovery to the point where he's now back to full strength and full mobility, plus the added bonus of his wife recovering from lupus and no longer taking the medication, which, if you take it long enough, makes you go blind. What a trick bag to be put in, gentlemen, where you have a life-threatening disease called lupus. If you take the medication, it makes you go blind. If you don't take the medication, you die.
Correct.
But she's now fully recovered, and there's no sign she ever had lupus. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the energy cleaner and a marvelous healing device that these people recovering, 529, I believe, thereabouts, if all 529 of them had energy cleaners, they would be recovering much more rapidly, wouldn't they, Tim?
Yeah, I believe they would be. I mean, I look at how fast this leg I lost is recovering, you know, from the actual wound where it was amputated, you know, compared to what was on my lower leg that I guess nothing could heal because of not enough blood circulation. You know, on my upper or right below my kneecap, this thing is healing like you wouldn't believe.
Right. Well, once it's healed to the point that you could submerge it in water, you really need to be using the bathtub method, Tim.
Plan on it.
Okay. I know it was
a week from today, they take the stitches out, and then once they do that, I'll be able to submerge it in water. I can only take a shower right now.
Right, right. Well, that's good, because I think you'll get quicker healing in that manner. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a marvelous healing device. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Patent application details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Testimonials from people that we know, such as Steve Whitman. And refresh my memory, Tim. Is your testimony there under testimonials?
You know, I don't remember, John. I think it is.
Okay. Regardless, there's some excellent testimonials there. We focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. If you're having sleep issues, you're not going to heal at all or as quickly. It's a simple device. It's not a Rife machine. It's not a TENS unit. It's standalone technology. It puts out what we call a healing electrostatic signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing fresh nutrition. That's how it works. Simple black plastic box the size of a cigar box. Takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Simple device, and I offer for me to you personally. It does not involve the manufacturer. For me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. This is real. If I didn't honor that 30-day money-back guarantee, Mr. Stattmiller would have me off this network in a heartbeat, wouldn't he, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. He would.
Yeah. Because Republic Broadcasting is a stand-up organization that does everything legal and ethical. And if I didn't stand behind that 30-day money-back guarantee, I'd be gone in a heartbeat. So I hope that gives you all peace of mind. If you're sitting on the fence, pondering and wondering if it's time to get off the pharmaceutical products that you're now using for pain, get off the pharmaceutical products you're using to get a sleep, maybe it's time to stop pondering and move forward. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir, John. That's a correct statement. It's time to move forward. That money-back guarantee, you can't beat it. And I know that you get very few units returned. They get shipped out and people put them to use. They start seeing improvements in their health, and there's no looking back. They go forward. And usually, John, we never even hear from them again. We do hear their family and neighbors who want the same thing. They want to. They see the improvements in their friend or neighbor and or family member, and they want similar results for themselves. And we usually hear from them.
Right. It's kind of funny how many of them cannot recall the correct name for the product, and we know what they're talking about, of course. But I make it as easy as I can. You can make your purchase online at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. If you need to spread out the payments and you're a U.S. citizen, U.S. resident, I should say, you can spread out the payments now on PayPal over several months, MasterCard, Visa. I do accept checks. It can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. So call my toll-free order line also. It will be another way, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I mentioned our postcard recipient not responding and jokingly saying she may be in the Antarctic. And I just found out recently from our next guest, Don Kubley, that people pay $1,000 a day to vacation in the Antarctic, where maybe at $1,000 a day they do get internet access. I don't know. But it's the only continent we haven't shipped an energy cleaner to, isn't it, Tom?
Well, as far as we know, there could be one there. And I'm sure they have internet access there, John, via satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But who knows? There could be an energy cleaner there. There's quite a few people there on scientific missions, and, of course, the visitors that are taking cruises and vacationing there. It's an interesting place, someplace I'd even like to visit.
Well, there's restricted areas where you won't be allowed to go. It's simple to use Google Earth, which is very similar to flying in an airplane over that area, and you'll find hundreds of square miles blanked out by Google Earth. They're hiding something down there. They're not hiding energy cleaners, are they, Tim?
I doubt it seriously. However, There may be some of the same kind of technology involved.
Likely. Ladies and gentlemen, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can read the patent application details. Fascinating how this thing came into being, the technology that was used, including a Russian photographic technique called Carillion photography, which you can photograph in the light spectrums that human beings typically can't see in. There are a limited, maybe 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 100,000 that can see in those light spectrums, but the Carillion photography can photograph the energy field around human beings or tomato plants or puppy dogs. It doesn't matter. And that was used as part of the development, research and development of the energy cleaner. Tim, when you first got the energy cleaner from me, it was 8 years ago last month. You looked at this little plastic box and you thought, John Moore, what are you, you're thinking to yourself that this little plastic box, the size of a cigar box, can do what these multi-million dollar hospitals full of multi-million dollar equipment, people that have had 12 years education past high school, that this little black plastic box can do what these wonderful, marvelous hospitals and doctors and equipment can't do? That's exactly what you were thinking, weren't you?
Yeah, I was very skeptical, John, and the only reason I ever hooked it up is because you gave it to me. You know, pretty much anybody else, I would have just blown it off. But, you know, and if you remember, I waited, what, a month, I think, after I started using it, before I was even willing to go on air and say how great it is, which is the truth. It is a great device.
Right. Well, we first met at the fundraiser for a gentleman charged with first-degree murder, and your impression of John Moore was probably the impression most men get looking at me, not knowing who I was, quote-unquote. I don't know who this guy is, but he looks like somebody who's really serious.
Right. Well, with your demeanor, I knew you to be one of those people that had been there and done that, John. It's that simple. We recognize each other.
Right. Now, I've walked into bars I've never been into before, full of people I've never met before, and all the men stop talking and look at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a persona, and that's a persona I have. And women don't get that impression, but men do. Most women feel comfortable and protected in my presence, but men are very alert when I walk in the door. But that, how is that playing to the energy cleaner? Well, I'm a serious guy who's done serious things for half a century, and I would not be involved with the energy cleaner if it didn't do what it claims to do. I simply would not attach my name to it. But I do, because it works. I use it every night. I'm 70 years old. I'm more active than most men 50 years old, competing in a 100-meter dash, jumping out of airplanes, riding my 750-pound motorcycle, doing work around the ranch, cutting trees with my chainsaw, often on the tractor, moving boulders that weigh 500 or 600 pounds into the bucket of the Kubota. Yes. And, of course, I go to bed with minor aches and pains. That's a given. A 20-year-old would, doing the same things, wouldn't they, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I've been to your place. I know what kind of work you got to do, and it's heavy back-breaking work.
So I go to bed with minor aches and pains from doing that kind of manual labor, or just the athletics of handling a 750-pound motorcycle with my wife on the back of it and myself. You're looking at right at a half a ton of weight to deal with. And the energy cleaner helps me wake up pain-free in the morning, every morning. And I love it. If you had to bug out, Tim, because of whatever circumstances, where would the energy cleaner be with you and your family bugging out?
Oh, it'd be right in the top of my bug-out bag. In fact, is even with this leg missing, I started to say it's one step away, but it's one hop away from where I've got the energy cleaner to getting it in the top of the bug-out bag.
Oh, I need to ask, have you picked out your prosthetic yet or still pondering it?
Oh, no, I don't. The VA will pick it out based on a major interview they do. First, they've got to approve me for it. And if they determine I'm not healthy enough for it, then I don't get one. But after they approve me for it, then I'll get one based on my activity level pre-amputation.
Right, right. Well, so it's a process you need to go through, and that process begins in the near future, doesn't it?
Should be this month, John.
Okay. All right.
And you know, Tim, it would be interesting, any comments you might have now or in the future on whether or not the Energy Cleaner helps with any type of phantom pain or anything that you would have.
Well, I'll tell you, right now I'm experiencing a great amount of phantom pain. I never thought I would, but I am. To be honest with you, Tom, when I first lay down on the Energy Cleaner mattress pad on my bed, when I first lay down, it hurts like hell. And then it eases off, and it feels pretty good, in fact, real good, until I get up. And when I get up, it hurts like hell again.
Amazing.
It's a combination of stump pain and phantom pain.
CBD is a good hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, we're back, Jim. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of October. Quick reminder, if you want to get your energy cleaner, $70 off retail as part of our promotion, you need to call 800-313-9443. The first two callers They're the ones who will get the energy cleaner at $70 off retail. That's right now. If you don't call, well, you can't participate. The first two callers do get that energy cleaner discount. Tim, what word would you have for the energy cleaner procrastinators who are pondering and thinking about it, sir?
I would say that people that are procrastinating on purchase are only hurting themselves, nobody else. You know, I took 2 weeks to get it put together on my bed, even though you provided me with everything, including the batteries. And in my mind, that was 2 weeks wasted that I could have had much greater pain relief. And now after 8 years of using it, it's just incredible how much pain relief I've got compared to 8 years ago.
Well, 8 years ago, you were taking very strong prescription painkillers. Your mobility was cut back to minimal activity. But in less than 2 years, you were riding your ponies and even climbing a radio tower, weren't you?
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely correct, John.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. First-hand testimony from a gentleman who literally got his life back because the energy cleaner went from being semi-invalid and ready to check into a VA situation where he would be a resident, and got his life back, got his mobility back, and now is getting rapid healing from the leg amputation he went through just a week ago.
Yep.
Tom,
no more drainage or anything, John.
Outstanding. Tom, any final word before we wrap this up right today?
Well, John, earlier you mentioned Steve Whitman and his wife's recovery from lupus. Now, Steve had the gunshot wounds, and I'm really glad to hear how he totally healed from that and is getting on with his life. But the part that astounded me was just that his wife was able to recover from lupus. That is really amazing. That just totally amazed me. John, I don't think she was even laying on the energy cleaner pad. Now, I wish sometime we could get clarification on that, but I believe she was just laying near it on the same bed, but not actually on it. And just from that, she recovered from lupus. So what I'm saying here is people should read between the lines. Our hands are tied in many ways. We really only talk about better sleep and pain relief. There's so many other things that the energy cleaner can help with, and people
Absolutely.
Need to just kind of figure it out for themselves. And many people have figured that out.
Well, it's October, and this is the time of year when Steve is either shutting down or has already shut down his fish camp business. I'll be talking to Steve about getting back on the air here and get caught up with what's going on with him.
And, of course, with gardening and greenhouses, if you are growing plants, vegetables, use an energy cleaner. It really helps.
That does. Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Thursday. And Tom,
okay, have a good one, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.